It's Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
With over 800 bands and 11 stages used over 11 days, Milwaukee Summerfest has been certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest music festival on Earth. Do you believe that? It's amazing.
11 is a lot of stages. And from the Rolling Stones to Carrie Underwood, Summerfest consistently draws big-name acts to this long-standing Milwaukee Music Festival.
But you probably know the Rolling Stones. You probably know Carrie Underwood. Catching a set from a lesser-known hidden gem artist can make the music festival a truly unique experience. So here with us to share his picks for must-see artists is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy. Welcome back to Central Time, Piet.
Thank you very much for having me.
So before we get to the hidden gems, we probably should talk about some big-name acts that you'll be looking forward to this year at Summerfest. Who would that be?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the absolute total must-see band is the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's the biggest rock band in the world. And for Summerfest to get the Rolling Stones was a really significant coup. The Stones are doing a 15-date stadium tour. But the Marcus Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds where they're playing on June 23rd, by far, it's the smallest venue on the whole tour. It's like 25,000 capacity, including the grass. So that's really, really significant. And the Stones haven't played in Milwaukee in 10 years. And, you know, given the age of the guys in the band, who knows if they'll play in Milwaukee again, at least with the current lineup. So that's really significant.
Now, is that kind of, as a music person, is it just because of the historical thing, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it's a historical thing for sure. I mean, it'll be a show that people will remember the rest of their lives, more or less. So I think that's really significant. The band, obviously, it's the Rolling Stones. But, you know, they're still good. I mean, I think that's what's kind of impressive, and that'll be part of its legacy, is that, you know, going into their 70s, they were still a really solid rock and roll band. I saw them in Chicago a couple years ago, and it was a really good show. And the reviews for its tour have been excellent. It's interesting because I was actually, if you go to jsonline.com/music, I have a story that looks back at the 10 previous Rolling Stones shows in Wisconsin. And there was one show in 1964 when they first came to Wisconsin. The critics hated them. One of the critics said that Keith Richards looked like he ate castor oil for dinner. You know? Yeah.
Well, he kind of does, doesn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, it was just really funny to kind of go back and read that stuff where these critics were like, I don't get this. Their hair's so long. They look more feminine than the girls in the audience. And then, you know, 10 years later, they headlined County Stadium. It was a huge show. And they're still huge decades later. I mean, it's a one-of-a-kind rock story with the Stones. So I'm really eager to see what it's going to be like.
Now another big one is Mavis Staples is going to be the headliner of the festival's opening night. She's a legendary soul singer.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. The opening night is really good. There's a lot of she's on the ground stage. She's at the Johnson Control stage. There's a lot of good stuff that night, but Mavis Staples is one of the highlights of the whole festival for sure. You know, she is a legendary soul singer. She you know, famously known for allegedly Bob Dylan proposed to her at one point. Her music was the soundtrack of the Civil Rights Movement. But I think what's really interesting about her is that she's not just a nostalgia act. I mean, you could kind of argue the Stones are, because the Stones are mostly playing songs from, you know, 60s and 70s. But with Mavis Staples, she's still kind of producing stuff, still making stuff. She worked with Jeff Tweedy from Wilco on her last couple albums. She was the star of her own kind of tribute concert with people from Arcade Fire and Eric Church. That was in Chicago last year. New book came out on her from Greg Kossin Tribune in Chicago. And a documentary is going to be airing on HBO, I think, this summer or fall. That's supposed to be really good, too. So, you know, even though she's in her 70s, but she's still, you know, she's still creating more. She's,
right.
She's changing her legacy. And her music is just stunning. So I'm really excited to see her.
Well, why don't we listen to a little Mavis Staples for a second here?
Yeah, for sure.
As far back as I can remember, I either had a plow or a hoe. One of those long old 9-foot sacks standing at the old turn road.
So Mavis Staples, the Rolling Stones, those are some big names that are there. Let's start talking about some of the ones that may not be quite so big. One of them is called Errol Flynn. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's really important to stress about Summerfest. There are like 800 bands, and I think people have the misconception that it's basically cover bands, and there's nothing wrong with cover bands, but that's basically cover bands all day, all night, until the headline is at the very end of the night. And that's not the case. There are bands that are really interesting, doing very interesting things that are kind of under the radar, playing kind of throughout the day. Discoveries. You know, a few years ago, Florida Georgia Line, which is headlining the Marcus Amphitheater, they were one of those afternoon stage bands. So Errol Flynn is a really interesting case where he's Josh Scott is the name of the artist behind Errol Flynn, and he was really well known in the Eau Claire music scene around the time that Justin Vernon was kind of starting to bubble up a little bit.
Vernon's
from Bon Iver.
Yeah, right.
Who's kind of, you know, he's become kind of the flag waving Wisconsin musician right now. So he really looked up to Josh Scott. I think, you know, at one point he said that he thought Josh Scott was, you know, had this really beautiful, mature songs and just really idolized him. Josh Scott went through some problems, some personal problems, and he sort of kind of disappeared. But he reemerged with this new project, Errol Flynn. It's a really lovely album, self-titled, that came out this year that Justin Vernon produced. So it's you know, he's got a 3 p.m. slot on opening day on June 24th. You know, again, it's one of those afternoon slots where people might think, oh, there's nothing happening in the afternoon on Summerfest. But there absolutely is with Errol Flynn.
Let's listen to that a little bit. When you follow your eye, murder to the top. Kind of Radiohead-esque there, I guess. That's
I think if you like Bon Iver, you're going to like Errol Flynn for sure. It's really pretty stuff, really beautifully done. And so I'm glad to see this. It's kind of like a second life for Josh Scott's music career. And yeah, it's great that Justin Vernon's still championing him.
Now, there's another group that we should be paying attention to, which is R&B artist and Milwaukee native S. Navi. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Could you tell me more about that?
Yeah, S. Navi. She's from Milwaukee. I think she's in Atlanta now. And she's got a really, really beautiful voice. She's got an album that's coming out, her latest single. I think it's called Think About It. I really like it a lot. You know, she's gotten some song placements, and she's done some kind of touring here and there. I think she's in Japan right now. So she's growing. She's not really super well known yet, but she's very talented. I think what's great about her and what it speaks to at Summerfest is she's from Milwaukee. She's got this 8 p.m. slot at the BMO Harris Pavilion. She's opening for Aloe Black, who's going to be one of the most popular. He's the most popular act on the Summerfest grounds that day, outside of the Marcus Amphitheater. And it speaks to Summerfest. What they do is they put Wisconsin bands in some really good slots. He's a rapper named Webster X from Milwaukee, who's excellent. And he's opening for Lupe Fiasco, who's a really well-known rapper. You've got a band
from
called
Minneapolis.
Fatty Ass.
Right.
Yeah. And you've got the Fatty Ass, which is a psychedelic rock group from Milwaukee. They've got a great slot opening for the Flaming Lips. And they love the Flaming Lips. They really idolize the Flaming Lips. And here's a cool opportunity for them to open for the Flaming Lips at this huge festival. So, you know, hats off to Summerfest for recognizing really good Milwaukee talent and giving them opportunities to really showcase their stuff in front of really, really crowded stages ahead of really popular acts. And S. Navi is a great example and well-deserved.
Well, let's listen to S. Navi a little bit right now.
Great. You got it all in the palm of your head. It's just some things that you can't understand. You got the pieces of the puzzle, but it seems the pieces never been enough. That's
S. Navi, and that'll be a good concert.
She's a perfect pairing for Aloe Black, who she's opening for. Kudos to Summerfest for doing that. I think that's a really good match.
Now, there's another group here for people who just like dancing, and it has an interesting name, and that is Gold with two G's, two L's, and two D's.
Yes, and two O's. It's all gold.
Oh, too old. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yep.
Gold. Yeah.
Gold with all caps, double letters.
I used to work with a DJ who, whenever he'd play music, he'd go, super gold. He would say that. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's really good for search engine optimization. Right? It's really, they knew what they were doing when they came with that name, you know?
Well, there you go. Tell me about Gold.
They've very quickly become one of the most popular bands in Milwaukee. They're not even really a year old. I think their first show was maybe July last year. And they've only released like an EP and a few songs. But the music that they do is just really infectious synth pop. I mean, it creates really spirited dance parties. They've got a very passionate fan base. And the band's just really good live. Margaret Butler is the front woman. She kind of designs her own wardrobes, and she's very charismatic and has really great stage presence. And it becomes the whole theme of the band is you dance through your pain or dance through your fears. And I think that band's going to go places for sure.
Well, let's dance through our pain right now and listen to a little Gold then. Here we go. Here's some Gold. I kind of like that. It kind of reminds me of Depeche Mode a little bit, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 80s synth pop right now is going really well. And like I said, I think this band's going to go places. I had a feature in January on the Wisconsin Bands to Watch, and Gold was one of the six bands that we featured. These are bands that we predict will have really good years, and Gold is having a great year. Bands who will get more attention outside of Milwaukee. I think at some point Gold will be known, you know, nationwide. I think they've got all the right ingredients, and they're just really good. So catch them while you can on a, you know, an afternoon slot, June 26th.
Well, Pia, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. You know, just a shout out to our site, jsonline.com/summerfest. We're going to have so much coverage of Summerfest stuff there. We have, you know, schedule there and interactive headliner guide, and we'll have videos every day and the works. So I hope people will check that out, and you can follow me on Twitter at @PietLevy.
All right, great. That was Piet Levy, music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And we're going to go out with a song by the Milwaukee band The Fatty Acids. Just heard them mentioned there. Who's going to play Before the Flaming Lips at Summerfest?
I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.